that. You know, when you say Happy New Year to someone, that you're saying that you hope that the next year is better than the year before. You know? And that's the way that's what happens. We verbally give someone a blessing over that their problems are behind them and the blessing their future. That's what I want to do. All of our past is, we can't change it anyway, right? We can't change what happened last year. So every year people stay up late. They do. We're going to celebrate tonight. I don't know how late we're going to stay up. We may be on New York time, you know, because we can get to bed earlier that way. Used to be, you know, yeah, London time, yeah. So we'll be in bed at 6, you know. But, you know, there's people that stay up late to see the old year go and the new year come in. And you can stay up late and watch the ball drop at Times Square, or you can watch a strawberry drop somewhere, or a pickle. Some people, places do that. They drop a pickle. Can you believe that? Or a sausage. They drop. Now, I read about this. It's crazy. And there's some, in Indiana, they drop a watermelon. Okay, that'd be pretty cool. And in Arizona, they drop a pine cone. Florida, there's a city in Florida that drops a beach ball, which, you know, that goes along with Florida. Georgia, guess what Georgia drops? A peach, they do. And then Plymouth, Wisconsin, now they got them all beat. They drop a 1,000-pound chunk of cheese. Now that's a big chunk of cheese, isn't it? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be under it, you know. But, you know, the truth is that each one of us have somewhat of an expectation of what's going to happen in the future or what's going to happen in this new year. And I think all of us want something better, right? We want something better. Even if we did have a great year last year, we really always want to have a better year or a better day. And if you're an optimist, you stay up till midnight to see the new year end. And if you're a pessimist, you'll stay up to make sure the old year leaves. And I think sometimes we're like that, aren't we? A lot of people say cheers to the new year and another chance for us to get it right to this next year, right? I just hope I get it right next year. But this morning I want to look at three things for us to think about maybe going into this next year. And first thing is what is your attitude going into this next year? Where's your attitude at this morning? Number two is, what are you putting your trust in? Or who are you putting your trust in? And number three is, what part do you play in all that process? I mean, what part are you playing in that? Are you just letting the dice flow or fall wherever they go, right? Living wild and free. So in 2 Corinthians 5:11, and I think I failed to tell Verna 2 Corinthians 5:11. So you might have to open up your Bibles and look if you want to look it up. Or your phone apps. I mean, it's real easy to find it on your phone. 2 Corinthians 5:11 through 17. I'll give you a minute since we don't have it on the screen. It says, since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. I like that. That's a whole sermon right there. I'm out of my mind for God. I'll go on. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. So Paul's telling us that if we are in Christ, that the old is gone, right? And the new has come. And all this is from God who reconciled us to himself. And he is also telling us that we are Christ's ambassadors. We are Christ's ambassadors. And so what is your attitude towards the new year? And are you looking at 2024 as an unbeliever with no hope? Or as a Christ ambassador with all the resources of heaven available? Available to you. Not just some people. He says those resources are available to you if you are a believer in Christ. And that can guide you to have an amazing year. Amen? And every year, every day, every minute offers us a chance at a new beginning and offers us new hope. But I want to ask, you know, how many of us really believe that this morning? Do you really believe that? Do you put yourself in there this morning? Think about that. Do you really believe that you have all the resources that Christ promised? That every day, every minute offers you a new chance. A new chance. A new beginning. I think we need to put ourselves in a position to receive it. I mean, that's why we come to church. That's why we answer to the convictions that we have inside of us. That's what compels people to come to the altar and pray. Because they want to be better, right? They're compelled by the power of the Holy Spirit to position themselves to receive from the Lord. Willing to do whatever it takes, whether it's publicly or out in a field somewhere or on a job site somewhere or driving in a car, they're willing to put themselves in a position where they can receive from God. And I hope we are all that way this morning. So raise your hand if you believe that this morning. Raise your hand if you believe that all the resources are there for you as a believer. I think, you know, most people look forward for the new year for a new start. But some carry the same old habits and hang-ups with them into the next year. They don't really want to change. They want to complain about how bad life is for them, but they're not willing to make the changes in their life to make their life better. I heard a story about a wife walks in the bathroom, her husband's standing on the scales, he's got his stomach sucked in. She told him that sucking his stomach in is not going to help change him in any way. And he said, well, she told him, sucking my stomach in, the only way I can read the numbers. We make all kinds of resolutions, like I quit this, I quit that, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that. I mean, the list is endless, isn't it? We're always going to do something. But resolutions, you know, that most of the time are not kept. You know, they last just a short time, and usually by the end of the month, the end of January, that resolution's already been broken. I heard another story about a little boy who asked his father what his New Year's resolution was. And he said, well, I'm going to do everything possible in this new year to make your mother happy. Okay? And the little boy then asked his mother the same question. She said, well, I'm going to do everything possible to make sure your father keeps that promise. I like that one. You know, our attitude will have our attitude has everything to do whether 2024 will end up better than 2023. Our attitude mostly. If you don't believe anything will change in 2024, let me tell you, it probably won't. If you don't believe it will. And if you're trying to fix yourself or trying to find who you can blame for all the things that goes wrong in your life, nothing will change either. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old is gone and the new is here. We can't change what happened last year, can we? That old is gone. It'll be gone midnight tonight. The old year's gone. We can't bring it back. But this new year's coming, and we can do the best. The new is here, right? 2024 will have, really, for me, it's going to have a renewed purpose. I hope it has that for you too, when we understand that without the Lord, 2024 would just be another year. We need God in our lives. We need to rely on Him for everything, not just some things, not just when we get in trouble, or not just when, you know, when things are going bad, but when things are going good as well. We need God for everything in our life. It won't be just another resolution, another goal, but we need a new life, don't we? We need new life in Christ, and every day I wake up, I want to be renewed in Christ. I want to be that new creation that He's saved me. He's made me something different than what I was in my heart. I may look the same. Ain't much to look at. But I'm telling you, inside of me is different. And every day it's something new. It's something more because I have Christ in me. Looking for hope it's because we know that the end of the story, right? We know the end of the story. It's like we sang, what a day that will be. Man, I heard you guys sing loud during that song. You guys were singing loud like you meant it. Right? Can we live life like that for Christ? Like we mean it. I mean, that's what the world needs to see. They need to see people who are Christ followers who mean it, who are living it out, who when they sing a song or talk about Jesus, it gets them excited. We talk about Christmas. It should be an exciting time of the year. We talk about a Savior, our Messiah. And now He's coming again. And that should be an exciting thing to know that one day He is going to appear in the clouds. And He's going to make everything right again. Looking for hope in the one and only person who can bring hope. It's because we know that end of the story. And it's based upon God's wisdom and strength that will guide us through this journey to His promise. Our attitude is really a whole sermon. I mean, you could preach a whole sermon on just attitude. But 2024 is coming without an attitude change, without Christ being first in your life. You'll have little hope of change at all. We have to put our hope in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone if we want to see change truly happen. So I want to ask you this morning, what part do you play in change? Scripture says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The key word there is in Christ. It's in Christ. He doesn't say that people know if you know Christ, or you know of Christ, is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of people that know of Christ. But what about you this morning? Do you know Christ? Are you in Christ and He in you? That's the most important thing right there. In Christ is an intimate and personal relationship with the risen Savior. It's more than just a knowledge that there is Christ. It's a personal relationship with Christ. It's really because of Christ's death and resurrection, He offers those that are in Christ a new life to become a new creation. Our forefather, the old Adam, you've heard this before probably, I hope, offered death because of sin. And the new Adam, which is Christ, offers us a new life. The problem with most of us is we're willing to live knowing of Christ, but we're not willing to live in Christ. One is according to the flesh and one is according to the Spirit of God. I think the creative process that is underway is redemptive and not destructive. And all humanity was in Adam, but all Christians are supposed to be in Christ. Life in the Spirit lived out. And just like the ending of one year and the start of a new year, those that are in Christ should be leaving some of their old ways behind with the hope of the redemptive change that God wants us to make in our lives. And He wants to make those in your life. And when we pray, we ask God to take things away that we know are harmful, don't we? Yet instead of leaving them behind, we usually pick them right back up and take them back to the... You know, sometimes people come forward and they kneel down and they pray and the Lord, help me with this. Get rid of this in my life. And God's willing. But yet when they get back up off their knees, they grab it back off the altar and take it back to the seat with them. And I would say this year, this new year, let us leave resentment behind. Let us leave worries behind. Let us leave failures and all the stuff that happened in 2023 or whatever the years past. Just leave it behind you. I think about resentment and the one that suffers from unforgiveness. Most of the time, the one that suffers the most is you. We're not meant to carry those loads year after year. Christ said, cast your cares on me. He'll carry that load. He said, and my load is not heavy. My burden, the yoke is easy with me. The Pharisees wanted to tell everybody the old Mosaic law, you have all these laws. They had to carry around all this stuff on them all the time. Not just the Ten Commandments, 600 plus laws. It was a heavy load for people to carry. They couldn't do it. But with Christ, you don't have to carry that load. We need to put those hurts behind us, give them to the Lord, and don't carry them around anymore. We need to stop worrying about stuff. Man, that's a hard one, isn't it? We like to worry about stuff. You know, worry is a sin. Worry takes up time and energy and has no positive outcome to it at all. Because 90% of the stuff that we worry about never happens anyway. There's two things that really should be on our mind all the time. Doing things that need to be changed, and realizing that some things that cannot be changed, and have the Lord show you how to deal with both. Because let me tell you, there's just some things you can't change. No matter how bad it is or how good it is what it is sometimes, right? Sometimes we carry our failures around with us. I believe we only fail if we do nothing or never try. Because let me tell you, if you do stuff, eventually, not just eventually, but if you do stuff, you'll fail. You know, I swung a hammer as a carpenter for 20 plus years. I had a young man that I was interviewing to hire to come to work. And one of the questions I asked, I said, "You ever hit your thumb?" Because he told me how much experience he had. "Oh no, I don't do that anymore." I said, "Well, I don't need you. And he looked at me like, "Why?" And I said, "Because you must not swing a hammer very much. Because let me tell you, no matter how long you've done it, and no matter how much experience you have, there's going to be those days. There's going to be those days that you're not paying attention, okay? And that thumb that doesn't not very big is going to get in the way. And you're going to smash it. And you're going to get all hurt." You follow me this morning, aren't you? You're going to get all hurt, bent out of shape. Sometimes you're going to fly off the handle and throw things. I've seen it all. I saw a guy throw a brand new hammer. Stiletto hammer. You know, it's like $80. Throw it in the pond. Because he hit his thumb with his hammer and he was mad and he was, and he threw the hammer and it went, bloop. That solved it all right there, didn't it? But see, that's what we do. That's what we do. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we mess up. And if you're in Christ, so we're not failures. Because no matter how many times, how many setbacks we have, Christ puts us back on our feet and calls us a winner every time. He does. But our part, there is our part now. Our part is to be reconciled to God and allow God to be active in our life. There again, it's not just the knowledge that there is a God. It's knowing Him and being in Christ. Christ knows our imperfections. He knows, He says, surely trials will come. He knows that there's going to be days we're going to whack our thumb or stub our toe, or you can name hundreds of things that happen. Have a flat tire. But be strong in the Lord and His mighty power, Scripture says. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians 6 talks about that. And I know some of us have been beaten up this past year, and some things we bring on ourselves, and some things it was just unavoidable. But change the things that you can change, and trust God in those unavoidable times to see you through it. Amen? Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." So this morning, I want to recap a little bit. Our attitude for this next year determines what kind of year you will have. Whether you're going to do things under your own strength or whether you're going to do things with the unlimited power and strength of the Lord. Man, He can help you through those days that you can't. go through it on your own. He's there for you. Another, what part do you play? And that's the part that we play, is changing the things that we can change in our life. There's lots of things in our life, and you know those things in your life. I don't have to tell you. God, Holy Spirit will tell you what those things are in your life that you need to deal with. What part do you play? Change those things that are in your life that you know. Avoid those things in your life that you know cause you problems. And also remember that there are some things that just won't change. But I want to say, trust in God to help you in both those circumstances. And the last thing is finding God's will for 2024. Finding God's will. Not just in 2024, but find God's will today. Right now, right here. Find God's will for your life right here. Before you leave, right now, where you're sitting, find God's will for your life. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. That's what the Scripture tells us. If you only know of Christ and you're not in Christ, you'll not be able to find God's will for your life. So God's promised to allow us to know God's will for our lives as we seek God and listen to what He has for us in our life. And I do not think God's will for our life is worrying about everything, do you? I don't think it's saturating our minds with negative thoughts. Man, there's lots of negative stuff going on in this world today. Or having anxiety attacks, allowing this world's troubles to get to us. Or being too busy that we cannot even grasp a spiritual thought at all. We have our minds flooded with so much stuff going on. We don't even have time to do devotions. I know people that are just, they're so busy. They don't have time. They don't have time to sit down and eat supper hardly because they're so busy. Running here and there and, you know. Too busy to read. Too busy to pray. So let us establish our priorities. You know, the Bible tells us that God must be first. Amen?
Amen.
God must be a part of our decision making. And if you're a Christian, you must be asking God for direction in your life over everything that you do. And so, in closing this morning, how many of you this morning would like to see something happen for you and your family this year in 2024? Something amazing. How many would like to see something amazing happen in this church in 2024? Amen? Wouldn't you like to see that? You know, our attitude can dictate that. Is God first in your life? Are you in Christ? And does Christ control your life? I'd say this in closing. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to change what you know to change? And are you able to change it? Are you trusting in the Lord for the things that you cannot change and are willing to turn the results over to God so that His will be done in your life? And those are the things I want to leave you with this morning. As always, I give you an opportunity to come and pray if you want to come and pray this morning. If today's that day that you want to make that change, today's the day. Amen. And so I'd encourage you to just make that step out this morning and and allow God to make those changes and know Him today. Just make it a part when people ask you, you know, Christ is in you now. Christ lives in me. Just like that song we sing, not yet I, but Christ in me. It's not I, but Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord. Thank You for helping me get through this sermon this morning. Lord, You know that all that's going on with me, Lord, and so I thank You for that. Lord, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for this great group of people that You've put in my life, Lord, to help me through. And so, Lord, I just pray for each one that's here this morning. I pray for Stanley that's on Zoom and John and Rose and their families. Lord, I pray for them. Lord, help them and heal them. So, Lord, we pray that 2024 will be a better year because You are in control of our lives. You are in our lives. And so, Lord, I thank You again. I praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.